good morning. It's Garth.
Ah!
Garth Brooks, yeah! Garth, I cannot believe that you are on the phone this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
This is unbelievable. Garth, where are you calling from? Where are you at right now?
I'm calling from the house in Nashville. The queen's still asleep. I'm making her coffee. Then we got to get on a plane and be in Lubbock tonight. We'll start a run in Lubbock tonight. So we're right here in Twain Town. I'm right here overlooking downtown from the house.
I tell you what, it's going to get real tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning. Tickets go on sale for your big show at axs.com/Garth. And that telephone number that you can also call is 1-844-634-2784. Do you still get nervous when tickets go on sale, Garth?
Scared to death, man. Always hoping that they call you, you know, sometime on a Friday afternoon and just tell you that you got another place to play. That's all you want.
You know, you know, the tour's been going pretty well because you've sold, what, 5 million tickets so far in half the time over last tour? Isn't that the stat that I'm hearing out there?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, you know, when we started this whole idea, we thought, shoot, if we can do half as much as we did in the 90s, we'd be proud and feel like we, you know, had a successful run. But to do almost 200% of what you've done in the 90s is crazy. And people just showing up in these stupid numbers with these great attitudes, and they come, man, and that's right down our alley. If you come to a Garth show, bring your helmet, bring your voice, because you're going to need them both. You know?
Well, I got to tell you, ever since we announced the tour date, people have been freaking out around here in the Q Country Nation, going crazy, and it's so awesome. The enthusiasm is absolutely over the top. So I tell you, we were sitting around the studio this week, and we were talking, and we were thinking, well, who is more popular than Garth Brooks? And we're looking at each other, and we're like, Trisha Yearwood.
That's right.
Trisha Yearwood. That's the appropriate answer right there. So she's
perfect. Yes, you must be married to her too. Yes, that's the perfect answer.
So you guys are on tour together, and you know you're Garth Brooks, but she has like one of the greatest voices in the history of country music. She's got to be hard to keep up with, isn't she?
She is. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. She has the highlight of the show every night, and I go out every night thinking this is going to be my night. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get the highlight of the show. But dang it, man, when she comes out, she's got a spot. Well, you'll see. You'll be in tears when it happens. It's just a beautiful moment, and her voice is unbelievable. And it just, I don't know what it is with this woman, but everything on her and in her and everything gets better with time. So her voice is just pretty miraculous.
Does she ever let you near the stove? Does she let you pick up a spatula?
I doubt it.
Or are you barred?
Well, the stove's near the sink, so that's about as close as I get to it right there.
So,
somebody's got to clean up.
So, Gunslinger, I got to tell you, I've went through the album top to bottom, and
brilliant.
It is so, so good. Weekend, I love Weekend. It's so fantastic. So, were you, like, sitting around on Saturday morning watching reruns of, like, The Rifleman, and you thought, hey, Gunslinger for the title? How did that come about?
No, I was doing an article for Billboard, and she just asked what it's like to be on tour again after this all this time, and I said, I got to tell you, it feels great just to be up there, because you have such now, from being in the industry so long, you have this set list of an infinite number of songs that you can pull at any time. And it's pretty cool to be up there, just be a gunslinger again and just pull out songs when you feel it, because the crowd kind of leads the live show. If anybody's ever been to a Garth show, the crowd kind of leads you through the night. They'll tell you where they want to go. And so that makes each night different. But it's pretty cool just to be firing from the hip up there and just having fun, you know, every second that you're up there.
So I got to tell you, when I see your performances, I just see a guy filled with joy. Is that accurate? Just joy?
Yeah, joy and gratefulness. You know, the thing is, you know, you run into a lot of guys that you knew in the 90s in radio or in the industry, and you ask them, hey, man, was I not grateful in the 90s? Because I felt grateful, but this new level of gratefulness is unbelievable to have this kind of run this late in your career, getting to do it with the love of your life and getting to do it with your best buddies that you've been playing music with your whole career. It's a fun thing. And then let's go out in the audience. You know, you're getting to see the faces you hoped you'd see again. And then the data is telling you that 48%, half that arena, were 10 years old or not even born yet last time you were here. So That's a crazy stat right there.
Okay, well, Garth, Amanda is over here, and she's brand new to radio, and she's about ready to fangirl.
Good morning, Miss Amanda.
Good morning.
She's about ready to fangirl out because this is her first interview ever.
You will forever be etched in my heart.
Oh, great. Sweet. Well, it all goes uphill from here. Don't worry. This will be the worst one, and then everything will be best.
So, baby, let's lay down and dance, an awesome song. So when you played that for the family at home the first time, were there some blushes in the room? Were people blushing?
Well, thank God the kids were in college. And yeah, we didn't have to deal with that. What I love about that song, right, like, still I use it for my alarm, because man, when that thing goes off, you go. And the odd thing is, that's how we open the show, is Baby Let's Lay Down and Dance. So you kind of start at that pace, and then you just keep getting faster through the evening.
And a brand new single, you got a brand new single out this week?
Yeah, man, this one, I'm telling you, there's something funky going on. We debuted it last week in Philly, played it for the first time ever, and right after the first chorus, the whole place just goes up, and I'm looking around to see what they're going up about. And it's a song, and I told one of the reporters after the show, I said, that hasn't happened since Unanswered Prayers, the last time I remember hearing that happening. So pretty pretty cool song. Kid named Mitch Rossell just moved to town, like all of us, with a dream, and this kid's talented as heck. And when I heard this song, I thought, wow, this is one of those songs that will sit right next to Thunder, Shameless, Friends, Colin Baton Rouge, and it'll be comfortable in between. Wow.
Fantastic. Tickets go on sale for the big show tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. sharp at axs.com/Garth or 1-844-634-2784. You know, Garth, I really feel like the reason why you've been able to do this for so long at such a high level is you've never forgotten about the little guy out there, the folks that are working for a living, that live off the main highway, mm-hmm. and you've never forgotten about those folks. Heck, you wouldn't be talking to us this morning if you forgot about the little guy. That's and right. We're so thrilled, and thank you so much. This is actually one of the biggest thrills of my career. And I kind of fangirled out right there, didn't I?
I'm digging it.
That's very sweet, man. I you know what? I tell you what, people are so sweet. They treat you like you're somebody special, and then they treat you exactly like the guy next door. And those are two beautiful gifts to give somebody. They let you kind of be yourself. That's the greatest gift you can give anybody. Mm-hmm. But, Ms. Amanda, you have not asked a question in your first interview all morning. So do you have a question?
I do. What is your favorite song to perform?
What's the most fun? We'll talk about this in the show, too. Most people think it's going to be the dance or, Friends in Low Places, Thunder Rolls. A song that kills me, that just, it turns the whole night to a whole other level, is Colin Baton Rouge. It just, it never gets old.
Yeah. You know, my favorite performance of yours ever, and I think it was on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, and you played Good Ride Cowboy, and you haven't been on stage for quite a long time. And do you remember that? I think it was on New Year's Eve, and I think it was on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Am I correct with that? It was such a fantastic performance.
I know where you're going with it, but what it was the one year that the CMAs were in New York. And so we were outside. We were outside right there at Times Square playing for another branch of the CMA show that night. And got to play it with Chris Ledoux's band, the Western Underground guys, and that was huge for me. And every time I see that footage, I just smile, because that was a fun performance. But thank you.
You just exploded off the stage that night. It was so great. I loved it.
Yeah, well, anytime you play Chris Ledoux music or refer to Chris Ledoux and you're on stage, you better be as excited as he was to play. So, you know, everybody talks about, as you get older in this business, how the younger guys are doing what you did, and I stop anybody that says anything like that and go, hey man, we stole our show from Chris Ledoux. So I think you just keep handing it down, and it's I gotta tell you, that man was everything you wanted to be as a human being and as a performer.
I shook hands with him one time, and he was the real deal. His hands were like barbed wire. I mean, they were like barbed wire.
Yeah, man, it's just, and then, you know, softest heart in the world, but he drew his line. He knew which side to stand on, and he was just he was a man's man, and a great example for all of us guys and girls on how to live your life. Just the real deal.
Absolutely. So Garth, thank you so much again. Gunslinger is in stores now. It's an absolutely amazing record. We love that. Mm-hmm. And safe travels going to your next show.
Guys, I so appreciate it. And I'll tell the queen you said, hey, Miss Amanda, thank you for letting me be your first. And I'll see you guys. Love you guys. And I can't wait to hug your neck.